passion for the planet, sound publishing,
the environment, health, alternative solutions.
I'm Chantal Cook. When you sign up to a green energy tariff, does that mean you are actually getting green electricity coming into your home? Doug Stewart is the chief executive of Green Energy UK PLC.
No, you're not. We're very clear that we don't put green energy down the wires in your home and your bulbs don't light a different way. What we do is we buy green energy at one end of the system, put it into the national grid, and we meter the usage of our customers at the other end of the system. We have to match what we put into the system with what our customers take out. And if we don't do that, there are huge financial penalties. So the incentive for us to get it right is very commercial. You've got a system whereby we try and liken the national grid to a lake halfway up a mountain. And if you think of the waterfalls flowing into that lake as being the generation capacity, and the water flowing out of the lake down into the valley, into the homes and businesses as the electricity being consumed, what we're trying to do is turn that lake a greener colour than it currently is. So that's how it works. Electricity is a very complicated business. It's bought and sold every half hour. There are 48 half-hourly periods in the day, and we have to make sure that if our customers are taking 100 units out, that we've ensured that we've put at least 100 in.
Therefore, if I want to be green, and I'm not actually going to be getting my actual green electricity, from a business perspective, what's the point in signing up to a green tariff?
I think you are making a difference by signing up to a green tariff, in that you are demanding that your electricity supplier buys green electricity. Now, we are huge advocates of not shuffling the pack. What we don't want is that if 5% of our energy is produced from green sources, we find 5% of the population who want to buy it and charge them a premium. That's not where we're coming at it from. And 95% of the energy that we purchase wasn't in existence when we started the business. So we facilitated new green energy into the grid as a result of being there. I think it's fair to say that our customers, by being out on the end of our tariffs, have been responsible for us facilitating new energy into the grid, into the system, and all of it has been green.
Do you see the amount of green continuing to grow at that rate?
Yes, I do. I think there are lots of things in place to make the green market, in energy anyway, grow. There are regulatory issues. There's ROCs and REGOs and LECs, which are all just acronyms for certification, but they are financial incentives for people to generate green electricity. So you've got the regulatory environment that's helping green to happen. You've got the marketing environment where companies like our own are trying to generate customers who are interested in being green. You've got the general awareness of the population and greater awareness of the environmental issues that are out there and we should be aware of and be addressing. You've got the long-term outlook for both the availability of fossil fuels, because I think we're all agreed it's a finite resource, and the price of those fossil fuels. And if you've got a finite resource and you think it's diminishing, there is only one place for the price to go, and that is up. Now, that means that if we live in an inclusive society, we should be concerned about the people who will not be able to afford fossil fuel-based heating, energy, when the price starts to climb. And whether that's people in our own society or whether that's other elements of society in other continents or other countries, if we're an inclusive race, we should deal with those issues. And that's why green needs to be dealt with.
If it's so easy to change and, you know, the green is out there to be had, basically, why do you think so many of us aren't changing?
That's a good question. I think there's a general lack of awareness of how easy it is to change. There is an element of inertia that actually I will get round to it eventually, but a lot of people don't get round to it eventually. You know, as a small green company, we don't have a share of voice that the big six have in terms of educating the public how easy it is to demand a green tariff and to get a green tariff. So I think there's an education issue. I think there's apathy. Actually, that's not fair. It's not apathy. It's just, I can think of a lot of things that I'm meant to do and I haven't got around to. So I think, you know, there's an awful lot of that in it.
And what about the big energy companies themselves? Because again, you know, they must look at the future and think, well, you know what, if fossil fuels are going to run out, actually our business is going to run out. So why aren't they doing more to push green tariffs or even just buying more green electricity in order to stimulate that market?
Actually, we operate on a different agenda as a small independent company. We want to be green. We want to make a difference. We have an overriding objective over and above looking after the shareholders' interests, albeit that all of our customers become shareholders free. Our business objective is to make a difference in the green arena. The big six players, their business is to provide energy and to look after the interests of their shareholders. I'm not being critical, I'm just being pragmatic about it. And equally, no one likes to hear this when they fill their car up with fuel, but fossil fuels are too cheap. If we look at the environmental impact they have, they are extremely cheap. And while oil is at a certain price, people will continue to consume it, but more importantly, they'll continue to demand it. And it's interesting that when oil hit $148 a barrel, a lot of money flowed into alternative technologies to see if they could find alternative fuel sources. We had the credit crisis. We had a shrinking of world economies. Oil dropped back to $50 to $60 a barrel. That money's not disappeared, but it's no longer chasing those development opportunities. So I think, you know, we live in an economic world. This last election was fought on the economy. It wasn't fought on the environment. And whilst economic growth is the mantra that is expounded, then price is going to have a huge element of what we demand and what we use. And I think that while fossil fuels are cheap enough, people will demand them, large companies will deliver them. That's how it goes.
That's Doug Stewart, Chief Executive of Green Energy UK PLC.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.